the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Hi. Sorry. Sorry, you know, I mean, we're incredibly important around this station, but we are being booted out of here.
So right.
Literally, people are like, get out. So we have very little time for this podcast. We're so incredibly sorry.
All right, here's the show.
Those Two Girls.
OMG.
OMG.
Let Monday, the 21st of February, be the day that history repeats itself, because as we farewelled our darling anchor, Azzy, on Friday.
Who do we have here, Sarah? If it's not the prodigal son himself, Scotty McDonald.
It's like a revolving door in this studio, isn't it?
You travelled to a distant country, Channel 10. You've made your repentant return into our open arms. We welcome you back with love.
Well, I speak on behalf of my mother, who is quite possibly the most overjoyed person, because I explained to her, I said, oh, Mum, we've lost Azzy. Azzy's got a selfishly gone and got a promotion and he's moving cities. And she said, what are you going to do? I said, well, I think Scotty's coming back. And she said, oh, he's not, is he?
Oh, my God.
Are you serious? Is Scotty coming back? And I said, yes. Yes, he is. Your own mother's excited too, Scott?
Yeah, no, my mum started
Boomers
listening.
Boomers everywhere are rejoicing.
She started listening to the damn podcast the day I walked out the door. And they got obsessed with this new Aaron show.
Well, we should put some context
in for
new listeners. Scotty was the anchor of our show for 1.5 years.
Mm.
And Azzy filled his shoes. And
we're very possessive here at our little early breakfast show. Very, very possessive of our team members. And we've let you back in, so you should be thanking us.
Well, come on, where is it? Chop, chop.
Gee, this feels like an appropriate time to hit play on the song, doesn't it?
Those Two Girls with Lise and Sarah. Morning.
And Scotty.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Brides, rejoice. Get excited, because if you haven't totally sorted your outfit, then none other than Converse have the solution for you.
I love a pair of Connies.
I know you do, which is why I thought you'd like to know this for when the time comes you marry your next husband.
Sarah, how dare you?
Oh, come on. We're all on starter husbands here, aren't we?
Oh, shut your face.
Missed you guys.
Good morning to our beloveds, Wills and Dane. Now, tottering around in high heels all day at a wedding, then going to a reception and dancing, means that your wedding night more than likely ends with blisters.
Very sore feet.
And sore balls.
Sore trotters.
Of feet. Now, sorry.
Sore balls? Where does that come
balls
into it?
Balls of your feet.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay.
Generally, now, when you say sore balls related to a body part, nobody's got, oh, yeah, my
don't
feet.
Think.
I know, but my mind's not in the gutter.
Oh, sure it isn't. Okay, so what's your point?
It precariously sits on the curb. Now, Converse have released... I'm just excited because Scott's back, I think. Converse have released a range of wedding sneakers. Picture an all-white pair of chucks.
Mm-hmm.
Embellished with pearls.
Oh, yuck, I hate embellishments. Why don't they just keep
sequins,
them the way they are?
Or floral embroidery, or simply an all-white
an
pair
all-white.
With no black accents.
So no blue or red stripe
nothing.
Down the bottom
no,
or
you
the
could
black.
Just have a totally, like walking on a cloud. What do you feel about that?
Well, listen, I actually considered wearing cons to my wedding back in the day. This is before I'd met Dane, right?
Oh, so
and
you,
at the time,
this is for your fictional wedding.
This was for my fictional wedding, because at the time, I hadn't found a man taller than myself. Okay? I had dated men my height or shorter, and I thought, this is the cross I bear.
Mm-hmm. How
as
tall,
a tall
are you, Liz?
Well, I'm only like 5'10 and a half, whatever, but I was, you know, I was dating men my height or shorter. And in my head, I was like, look, if the day comes that someone proposes to me, because it will happen, I'm going to have to wear a flat shoe. I don't want to be taller. And I was thinking at that time that Connie's would be my choice.
Wow.
And then Dane walked into my life at a towering 6'4". And I said, take me now.
I'll put those heels on. Well, I just married the first man who was taller than me. So
what a discerning bride.
Hello, darling.
You'll do.
Got a solid 2 inches higher than me. I can wear the heels. That's all I need.
Oh, that's it. That's it.
That's it, Scotty. That's, do your
that's
job.
That's all you got.
Or we'll send you back to Channel 10.
That's all you got.
Guys, I'm considering adding another member to our family.
Oh.
And I'd like your input. Okay? You know how much I love our beautiful Great Dane, Minnie. The daughter I never had.
Every day with the dog stories.
I know.
Every day with the dog stories.
I know, but now that Scotty's back, he loves Minnie too. So it's I thought so true. I'd bring this to the table.
Okay, I've begun expecting that when you put a story up about Minnie on Instagram, that it is like a communication between you and I.
100%. I do it for you. That's exactly right. So this is the thing, right? Minnie was a rescue dog, okay? I saved her life.
Oh,
I saved her from a pound in Bundaberg. We all know that. Just like I saved you from a pound, another bitch from Bundaberg. Saved by me, Lise Carlaw.
Good morning to the South Burnett region.
Holy moly.
So this is the thing. I was trawling Facebook the other night because I belong to a few dog rescue societies, mostly Great Dane rescue societies.
And oh, the life you lead.
And an ad came up.
Are
and
you
I
not
saw
thinking about
a
getting
face.
Another one, Lise?
Sarah,
why
I saw
would you do
a
this
face.
To Minnie, the queen of the castle?
I know.
Who has figured out how to let herself into your lounge room while the aircon's on. All right, why?
Because I saw this pup's face and I think he's calling my name. Can I just read you his adoption profile?
Can I just remind listeners that when you said Minnie was calling your name, you held up the phone, showed me a picture of Minnie and said, doesn't she look like me? Okay, so you picked dogs based on their resemblance to
you. I was right. Well, this particular Great Dane is a male Great Dane by the name of Texas. Now, I'm going to read you the profile, but this is kind of where I come unstuck because I'm not a fan of how the profile's been written.
Okay.
And I think it's going to annoy you no end. Here we go. His name's Texas. He's a 9-month-old Great Dane pup.
Oh.
It says, psst, I want to tell you a secret. Guess what? Did you know that I'm looking for a forever home? Yes, I am. I am just a puppy. I loves you. I loves everybody. I am big and floppy and floppy and big. And I have big feet, and you know what that means. I have the biggest floppy heart. But did I tell you I loves you? I do. I have had all sorts of adventures since being in foster homes.
What dog that? That's bloody Yogi Bear. That's how I'm
everybody is my new BFF. I loves everybody. I have some manners. Yes, I do. I can do wait, stop, sit, come here and back up. I just adore food and cuddles that come with doing what my carer says. I loves you. And it goes on. On and on and on and on.
Come
and,
on.
And on.
Come on, you don't love that ad.
Oh, that is, I'll tell you what I don't love, the person that wrote that.
People writing about an animal in the first person does not make sense.
But then it says, do you think you could loves me too,
also,
Sarah?
Also, we get the love, you know, baby talk once, but 27 times in an ad, it's too much. You're emasculating Texas.
100%.
Is this the reason Texas isn't being adopted? And should I break the cycle?
Well, I don't know. Oh. I mean, Scotty, you got engaged to your long-term girlfriend. Did you look into her eyes and said, I loves you?
Yeah.
Will you marry me? I will love you forever.
My God,
I like my food. I can sit, I can eat, I can come, I can go back. I loves you. Will loves me. Ridiculous.
I can appreciate the passion behind the rescue people's efforts. I can, and we can't do this without them.
Are you going to get Texas?
I want Texas. Oh. I loves him.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
The English language is a tricky one. In fact, I believe it's the hardest language for people to learn, and even those who have been raised speaking it sometimes get words muddled.
Mm.
And I'm looking directly at you, Lise Carlaw, because there was much mirth, wasn't there, when you declared that a run-in with somebody had meant that your shackles were raised. Oh,
and I knew the moment I said it, it was incorrect, but I'm tired, I'm sleep deprived.
I was thinking, are you Tina Arena? Are you in chains? No, have you escaped from a roadside criminal gang?
Did Dane and I have a particularly fanciful night?
Oh, no, I'm
joking. So oh, God, such a prude.
Mate, don't flip this on me because I'm not a chain gang in the bedroom. Now,
why would you still have chains on? It doesn't make sense.
I know, you've got to make sure you know where the key is, Lee. Now, the word, of course, is hackles, but hackles is such... Nobody.
What are hackles?
I had to look it up because
animals
I knew the
have
word.
Hackles, it's don't they?
It's described as the erectile hair on an animal's neck.
Ah. Hackles.
Example, a rooster. And hackles yeah. are raised when somebody is angry.
I would say
like a cat.
Would a coyote? I would exactly. Would a coyote, have hackles?
Yep. Any kind of long hair on the back of the neck.
Yeah, right.
If you're raising your shackles, you're holding your chains above your head.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. How good's Tina Arena though?
I mean,
and that song.
How good's
amazing.
Mary Mary?
This is the thing though. There are a lot of words that people get incorrect. They just mix them up, and it comes out of your mouth. And you don't yep. mean it. For example, tack and tact.
Oh, yeah, like... Oh,
some people say that.
Robert just has no tack.
No.
Oh. Tack is
no.
what you use for horses, isn't it? Isn't it?
And
you
it's
put
also...
Your tack on you.
Or a pin board, you know?
Yes.
Yes. What about people who say nip it in the butt instead of nip it in the bud?
But I hate
those people.
But the thing is, nip it in the butt actually makes more sense, doesn't it, than bud. Why would you nip something in
what
the bud?
What is the origin of that, Sarah?
I don't know. I'm looking it up. Talk among yourselves. Because
remember when we
moment.
Used to do that segment, Scotty, where Sarah would bring us the origin of all kinds of English language? Remember that?
I will.
And then we nipped that in the
in
bud?
In the bud, yeah.
Here we go. Nip it in the bud.
Okay, origins, please.
It is to stop something while it's still in its early development.
Interesting.
The phrase derives from the debudding of plants, and the
of
earlier
course.
Form of the phrase was nip it in the bloom, which is much nicer.
Let's bring that back.
Nip it in the bloom.
Let's nip this whole talk break in the bloom, shall we?
I love that.
My shackles are on my feet so I can dance, goddammit. There's a book coming out this week, I believe, entitled Facebook, The Inside Story. Mm. Revelations about CEO and founder Mark Zuckerberg, along with many interviews from other executives. But one of the most interesting things that's come across my non-existent desk is that apparently before Mark speaks on stage...
He does a lot of keynotes, doesn't he?
A staff member has to blow dry his pits.
Oh, God.
Yes, that's right.
His
now,
armpit
the man...
hair.
Well, what other pits are there? Right? Now, the man consistently wears grey T-shirts. I believe it's a habit of highly effectual people that I know nothing
yeah, but
about.
A grey male T-shirt, I will say, will mark quite easily with sweat patches.
So why wear it? If you have to make sure your armpits
that's not
are
the question.
Blow-dried before that, you can wear a shirt,
that's
you're
not,
making the wrong life choice.
That is not the question you need to be asking. He can wear the grey T-shirt. Why the hell isn't he just lasering his pits? Why would you blow dry your armpit hair? Just get rid of it if it's that much of an issue.
Do you
or
reckon it's because
Botox
laser
it?
Costs money? Laser and Botox cost money, and often the richest people are the tightest. Don't like parting with a dollar. Would rather pay someone to point a jet of hot air at
wait,
their.
How does
their
that
wait,
even
wait.
Work?
Hold
though?
On, I'm stuck. I've got a question.
Why would you blow hot air at your armpits if you're trying
it's
not
gonna
to
make
sweat?
Them sweat? No, but. Are you saying if I laser off the hair from under my arms,
yes.
I won't sweat anymore?
No, but Botox...
Well, it'll go a long way in reducing the droplet formation on said hair. You'll be moist in your pit.
I mean, that's a phrase I love hearing at this hour of the morning. Make no mistake.
No, I'm just saying the pit will be moist, Sarah. However, if you then Botox that region, that doesn't that freeze the sweat
Botox
glands?
Yeah. There are people who have excessive sweat, even like sweaty palms.
Sweaty hands.
You can get Botox injected there.
To freeze the sweat glands, right? And then you don't produce the sweat.
Yes.
So why isn't he doing that, the twit?
I mean, take it easy.
No, but I'm just saying that makes me angry. You're telling me he's employing some poor sod or probably some intern that's not even getting paid one brass razoo.
Yeah.
And she or he is having to
also think about
a hair dryer.
So you're dry when you walk on stage, but as soon as you start talking and you get the nerves, then the sweat happens on stage. I mean, it's a difficult situation to be in.
I don't reckon this happened.
Can't you just wear a bloody jacket?
I reckon it's wrong. I don't reckon this happened. I reckon this is totally made up.
You know, at our wedding, Dane sweat through his suit jacket.
Oh, wow. I mean, that's...
Imagine that for a second, okay?
A significant level of testosterone.
Imagine
there, isn't
that, Sarah. Through the suit jacket.
How attractive.
I mean, how I feel about his pheromones. I was
oh my
fine
God.
With it.
Those two girls and Lise and Sarah.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Sarah, remember Anna Kournikova?
Yes.
Remember how hot to trot she was?
Oh, she had that
tennis player.
What was she, Russian, long blonde ponytail, olive skin.
Just an
the
incredible
screamer on court.
That's right, an incredible tennis athlete. Very, very vocal on the tennis court. She had that, remember, like that, just like that, right? Well, news has come out that she has mated with Julio. I mean, Enrique.
Julio?
Not Julio.
I bloody hope it wasn't Julio.
She's mated
with her father-in-law.
She and Enrique Iglesias have bred. Okay, now get this. Do you know how long those two have been together? This will blow your tiny mind.
Firstly, I resent my mind being tiny.
19 years they have been together, guys.
How is that possible? That makes me feel positively geriatric.
They met,
how old is she now?
Well, she's around, she's 38. She's a little bit younger than you and I.
Okay.
They met on the set of one of, shut up, Scott. They met on the set of one of his film clips. She was one of the girls on it back in 2001.
That. In fact, I can remember my sisters and I laughing because he'd come on to Rage and be like, hello, my name is Lick Lick and Glick Glick. This is my lettuce.
Anyway, this is the thing, right? They've kept it very, very secret that they've had another baby. Did you know they already had twins?
No.
They've bred several times,
wow.
Sarah. They have twins and now they have a baby daughter. And this is the hot tip, guys. I have found some secret audio of Julio, shivers, of Enrique.
Of Lick Lick.
Lick Lick Iglesias and Kournikova in the Labour ward. Take a listen.
I can be your hero, baby.
Shut your face, Enrique.
I can kiss away the pain.
Don't touch me.
And I will stay. You can take my breath away.
Get the f*** away from me.
And that was the show. Yes, we're coming. Don't you know who we are? They don't actually know who we are.
We're the 5 a.m. show, for God's sake.
Know your place.
We've got power. Yes, we do. But not as much as any of you. On that note.
We need Morgan Freedom. Morgan Freeman to come in and narrate. They did not know that they were the
You're
least important. All right, bye.
All right, bye. Love you, bye.
Bye.
Tickety-boo. Off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch-up. But you can score even more catch-ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.